We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So, more reaction to today's decision from the Supreme Court. And I'll tell you what, you ask 20 people, you're going to get 20 different opinions of what just happened. But today, the Supreme Court kicked things back to the states, eliminating the constitutional right to obtain an abortion that has been in place. It has been precedent for 49 years. It began with Roe v. Wade. So we've been talking to a lot of people, getting a lot of different perspectives, and right now it's my pleasure to introduce on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Maggie Meyer with Pro-Choice Minnesota. She is the executive director. Maggie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What was your reaction to today's news from the Supreme Court?
At Pro-Choice Minnesota and across the reproductive rights movement, we've seen this coming for a couple of years. And I think my mom put it best: for as prepared as we were, you know, had statements pulled together, clinics have been kind of figuring out how they're going to handle caseloads. You're never quite ready. And so in Minnesota, we're going to see likely a 400% increase in patients coming into the state to receive care. Because all of the states around us in the upper Midwest will lose access to legal abortion, we'll kind of be the island of access. So we're not super surprised, but it did feel like a gut punch.
Maggie, what advice would you have for women, and not just women, I mean, anybody listening right now, in terms of the implications? Do you worry about what may happen in the future in Minnesota in terms of taking away women's rights to choose here? Is that something that keeps you up at night, or are you fairly confident that we will be that place where women can still get reproductive services?
So there is a court case from the 90s called Doe versus Gomez, right. A Minnesota Supreme Court case that names the right to an abortion as a constitutional right in the state. So I'm not nervous that abortion and reproductive rights or access to contraception would be lost anytime immediately. But elections feel really big and really important right now. Like this year we have all of the constitutional offices, the governor's up for election, the AG, Secretary of State, and then both houses or both chambers of the legislature. And right now we don't have a pro-choice majority in either chamber of the legislature. So things feel safe for now, but we're going to learn a lot about what the future could look like in November.
Maggie, what would you say to people who really believe strongly, they have very strong convictions, religious or otherwise, that an unborn child also has rights? What would you say to them? And again, don't want this to go off the deep end and become contentious, but I hear that often. It's that, you know, we're not, when we talk about choice, you're choosing for two people, not just one. But what would you say to people who bring that up, or what have you said in response in the past?
Yeah, so I usually like to go past the point of the decision, right? Because pregnancy is always a time-sensitive piece of our healthcare, no matter what the outcome of the pregnancy is. And I like to move into the kind of area around, like, well, people are choosing it, and, like, what does that experience look like for someone? Like, should it be safe and free from harassment and free from judgment? But also kind of thinking through more around the right to choose when to become a parent, and kind of flipping things so that we're not talking about the result of a pregnancy, but rather the pregnant person, to pivot and hopefully build some some empathy with the people who might need an abortion for whatever reason it is.
One of the comments we got on the text line here is that some of the same people who refused vaccines with basically the reaction, hey, it's my body, my choice, some of those same people are now applauding this decision. Is there a disconnect here? How would you address that?
I would say there's a major disconnect. So our organization is an endorsing organization, so we do choose candidates to support based on their stance on choice and reproductive health. And the disconnect feels somewhat astounding to me, especially around masking. That feels like a really, really contentious space that people who are anti-abortion tend to also be anti-masking. I think there is, with the through line that I see is that folks are making decisions on what they believe based on disinformation or a lack of understanding of healthcare science. And so a lot of times it'll be because somebody doesn't believe in the science around coronavirus, but they also don't understand how pregnancy works and like what the female anatomy looks like during pregnancy. And so there's a bunch of assumptions being made about what a human body does in reaction to pregnancy or getting sick, and just kind of a lack of desire to question their own lack of information.
Maggie Meyer, on this contentious day, I appreciate you coming on Pro-Choice Minnesota. Thank you for weighing in, and best wishes in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.